You mentioned playing with Joe Thompson, who is a National Heritage Fellow. And that's the award the Arts Endowment gives to folk and traditional artists. So I'd love to have you talk about your interactions with him because he's such an important figure in American music.
You know, we were so lucky. We didn't know then how lucky we were. I think we know now, like me and Dom Flemons and Justin Robinson, the original Caroline Chocolate Drops, you know, we started going down to meet Joe. Joe was 86, you know, at that time, and he'd had a stroke, but he kind of recovered enough to be able to play, which was amazing. And the white community around Mebane, which is where he lived, the white old-time community had been really active in keeping him playing because he wouldn't play by himself. And this is, you know, a really integral part of the kind of music that he came from. He wouldn't play without a banjo player, you know, and which is one of the reasons why I ended up playing banjo in the band, because I was the only one who could. So I said, well, I'm sticking with the banjo and fill in the slot that needs to be filled. I'm really grateful for that because I learned the core of how I play banjo comes from playing with Joe Thompson. And he was an amazing, gentle, I think he was aware of the importance of his music, but not enough to be too stressed about it. I don't know. I just think he knew his job was to teach. And so he taught anybody who wanted to come by, and that by teaching, he played with them, you know, and he was a really open person. And we got him for, you know, a handful of years, which was really amazing. Like a couple of those years were really intensely learning from him and playing with him and playing with him in public. And then when John Jeremiah Sullivan's article came out connecting Joe Thompson to Frank Johnson, who had been completely forgotten, who was a black string band musician, was a fiddler, who had bought himself out of slavery with his fiddle and bought his family out of slavery and formed this string band, which was famous all over the South. So famous that when he, you know, they actually started calling the music he played Frank Johnson music. Like he was hugely influential, right? And so when Sullivan connected him to Joe Thompson, I can't even explain how big of a deal that was to me. You know, in African American history, it's so difficult to get names and connections, you know, because of the nature of, you know, enslavement, because of the nature of being discarded. And, you know, most people, it's very hard for them to trace back over the ocean. Most of the, you know, a lot of people have a hard time getting specific names for their family tree. That didn't matter so much to me, but this did. I actually have a musical lineage that has a name at the end of it. And we realized, okay, we're like, this is really great. We're able to do this from a living member of the African-American community, this music, which is almost dead, you know, in our culture. And so it really does inform so much of how I look at music and how I look at the world, really, is having that experience.